Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our numero dos of the Rob Brown Show goes now this. Is the Fan Upstate, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back, Rob and the great one, Lonzo, with you on a Monday morning. Appreciate you stopping by, being a part of the radio broadcast. Hope you had a spectacular weekend. But it's back to the grind, kids. Let's get to it. A lot of stuff to get into. A couple of thoughts real quick, and then we'll get away from this trade talk that we did for the first hour of the show. Texter says, and by the way, you can text the show at 71307, 71307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N, FAN, F-A-N. We'll read them on the air. Texter says, Robin Lonzo, I'm a Chicago transplant and a lifelong Bears fan. I've seen reports grading the trade as good for both teams. I've also seen reports, wait for it as I go find the rest of it. There it is. I've also saw reports that the Bears are interested in the Ohio State wide receiver as well. Ron says, great show. I listen as I drive for work. Welcome to the Armada. Ron, thanks for checking in, buddy. Good to have you in the group. Lonzo, I think I would say it's successful today. There's only one thing that makes this trade successful for Carolina. It's hitting on a franchise quarterback.
Absolutely.
Anything else is a failure.
I mean, if you're trading in free agency, that's a known commodity. You know how good a player could be because they've already played in the league. In this case, it's a lottery pick. It's a gamble. You're going on what they did in college and believing that it's going to translate to the NFL. And we've seen a lot of busts where it doesn't. But you got to take that shot.
The only thing that makes this trade a success or a failure for Carolina is, do you pick the right guy? Right? Do you pick the right guy? There are scouting reports that say that C.J. Stroud is a 10-plus year franchise quarterback. There are scouting reports that say C.J. Stroud's been carried. There are scouting reports that say Bryce Young is the second coming of Drew Brees. There are scouting reports that say that Bryce Young will absolutely collapse, fold, and evaporate the first time he gets NFL-level contact. There are scouting reports that say Anthony Richardson is going to develop into a bigger, stronger, faster Lamar Jackson. There are scouting reports that say Anthony Richardson might not make it out of training camp. There are scouting reports that says Will Levis can be better than Ben Roethlisberger was in his prime. There are scouting reports that say Will Levis is going to break an ankle walking into the facility and never get a shot. I solely and only can say, I hope that Frank Reich, Scott Fitterer, David Tepper, and the rest of the crew making this decision do all of their homework and some more. Because you have just sacrificed DJ Moore at the altar of a franchise quarterback. You would better make damn sure that the one that you place there is that right guy? Because if you blow this, Lonzo, it will be 6 or 7 years before you can run another shot.
All right, so if you blow this, you might end up 7-9. Wow. It could get worse. No, it could get worse. It absolutely could. I believe it was George Seifert who didn't win a game. Possibly, maybe I could be wrong because that was a long time ago. But it could be worse. But you know what? Not much worse. So if you take this gamble and you fail, what have you really lost other than DJ Moore?
A first-round pick, a second-round pick.
And a lot of teams are going to take this gamble or take a gamble in the draft, and it's not going to pay off.
Oh, sure. Listen.
I mean, that's just how it works. And I trust in how the Panthers have drafted. I think they've done a pretty good job. And if they go up and take the quarterback I don't want, I'm going to be upset about it. But in the end, it might work out for them. The last time they drafted a quarterback pretty high, worked out really good for them.
Yep. And also, it wasn't Frank Reich, right? Listen, I'm not saying that I am predicting doom and gloom out of this.
Could be Panthers versus the Bears in the NFC Championship game.
That'd be great.
Could be. And then that would be proof that it was the best trade ever.
It comes down to, can the Cats pick the right guy? If the answer is yes, and they pick the right guy, they are going to... they're going to be in a good spot. Franchise quarterbacks make or break you. If they get one here, this trade's a success. If they don't, they traded away probably the second most beloved Panther in the past half a decade for what?
I don't know if he's that high. Probably top five.
That's out of the last half decade.
Here's the thing. So whatever quarterback you bring in, you say, here's the best quarterback in the NFC South. John Carr.
Derek Carr.
Yes. This is the best quarterback in the NFC South. All you got to do is be better than him. Not that hard to do. You've got a pretty good defense. you've got a very good offensive line. You've got a good running game. Go out there and win some games. You should be able to win the NFC South with a rookie quarterback.
First off, listen. I was... touting Derek Carr.
Come and get your geese cars right here in New Orleans.
New Orleans. I was touting Derek Carr before he was a Saint, so this is not like, oh, Rob summing it up. I was calling for him to be in Charlotte before he ended up in New Orleans.
There was a look of disappointment on your face when he went to New Orleans and didn't go to Carolina because he came to your team, which means I took it as you not being the utmost confident in his abilities. And for your sake, because I like to see you happy, believe it or not, I hope he does pretty well. Not as good as the Panthers, but I hope he does pretty well. There are wild cards. You get one of those.
So we'll talk about the NFC South as a whole later. All I'm saying is Carolina paid a lot to give themselves an opportunity. Don't blow it. That's it. That's the whole take. Don't blow it. All right. Let's get, sorry, I don't know what they're talking about over there, but our sister station just received a text that said, your station can shove that story right up their bleep.
Passion, you got to appreciate the passion.
That's a pretty spectacular text.
Of the texters, yes.
That's a pretty spectacular text, if we're being honest. All right.
Maybe we should go ask Tara to come in here and talk about it.
I just want to know what they're talking about. Let's go to some audio here, if you don't mind. Great one. We are going to go to clip.
All right, you're going to have to give me a second.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because remember the computer problems I was having. Oh, that's right. So I didn't get a chance to check.
All right, well, when you get there, let me know. But, ladies and gentlemen, yesterday was Selection Sunday. Our brackets are now out and available for your perusal. The brackets are available. We know what they are. We know who's playing where, when, and against whom. And we do know that Clemson will be playing in the NIT.
Unless they say, you know what, have they accepted the invitation?
Yes, they are the number one overall seed in the NIT.
They didn't go,
They did not go full North Carolina, who said, Thanks, but no thanks.
Screw you, NIT. Yeah. We're going home.
We're better than that. Are you, though? Are you, though? Anyway, North Carolina says, no, we good. We're out. In the March Madness bracket, we now know the destinations. We now know who's playing whom, when, and where. And we know that Clemson did not make it. But that, ladies and gentlemen, that's not the surprising part. The surprising part is that while the Clemson Tigers did not make the bracket, do you know who did? As an 11 seed in the South region, lining up against Creighton in game number one, the NC State Wolfpack. But wait, Rob, didn't Clemson beat NC State? Not once, not twice, but three times this year? To which I would say, hypothetical and completely made up listener that I created just for this conversation, you are correct. Yes, they did. And not only did they beat NC State three times, but they beat NC State three times, two of them by better than 20 points, the last one by better than a dozen. They beat the holy terror out of NC State, 3-0 against them, but the Pack are dancing and Clemson is not. And I was not the only one who picked up on that. Here is living legend Dick Vitale answering his biggest disappointment of the committee.
Well, you know, I think, first of all, the committee, you know, has a tough, tough job. So much unpredictability this year, but there's something that did stand out to me. Not seeing Clemson in there. I mean, what do you think the feeling must be at Clemson when they see NC State there, who they beat not once, not twice, three times? And you see the margin of victories? Margin of victory in all those games were better than 20 points twice, and I think double figures the third time as well. I mean, I don't understand the logic there. They won 23 games. Yeah, they had a couple of bad losses. But I don't know how you could really justify that. Really, that really troubles me.
Got to have the proper musical accompaniment for whining. I mean,
setting,
you know,
the mood.
At least your boy's consistent, you know? Brownell does it every time.
Halfway through the clip, I'm like, I don't remember being sad. Oh. Dickie V says the biggest disappointment of the bracket is that the Tigers aren't in it. The biggest disappointment in the bracket is that NC State is somehow dancing when Clemson, a team that beat them three times, is not.
That is weird, isn't it? That's a bad look for the selection committee to do that. But I think it really comes down to something that we already know. It's because Clemson lost to South Carolina, and South Carolina kept them out of the tournament. We know that without a doubt, without a shadow of a doubt. So go Gamecocks.
Let me be abundantly clear about something. Clemson is not the only team that got screwed because of their bad L's. There's another team that did make it in, but they're about four seedings lower than they were expected to be, and that is Buzz Williams' Texas A&M Aggies. The Aggies are a 7 seed. Most of the bracketologists had them checking in anywhere from a 3, 4, or 5 seed. So why is Texas A&M a 7 seed when they have got wins over number 1 overall seed Alabama, Tennessee, Arkansas, Auburn, Missouri? They beat all them teams. So why are they a 7 seed when most people thought a 4 or 5 seed at the worst? The answer is because while they beat Alabama, Tennessee, Arkansas, Auburn, and Missouri, they also lost to Murray State, Colorado, and wait for it, Zoe, the Wofford Terriers. So,
Wofford, who was not that good this year, right?
So, Clemson fell to South Carolina, Boston College, Louisville. Who was the fourth one? There was one more. Chicago Loyola. Those are four bad L's. And I told you before Friday's ACC championship game, Clemson has to win too. Wait a minute, Rob. They blew the doors off the Wolfpack. Yes, they did. But as I have mentioned multiple times, when it comes to college basketball, a loss to a team like Louisville, who was a three-win team at the time, effectively counts as two losses. Or it erases to good wins. It erases to great wins. That's how damaging a Q4 loss is. Texas A&M lost in the non-conference slate right out of the gate. Texas A&M lost to every team that they played that had a pulse. And a couple of teams that didn't, to be honest. And those losses to Murray State, Wofford, Colorado, etc., those losses outweighed wins over Alabama, Tennessee, and Arkansas. If those three losses don't happen, Texas A&M honestly might be a three seed. Because of the fact that the SEC was a good conference this year, they might be a three seed. But the committee looked at those three losses, including the one to the Terriers, and went, nope, you got to eat some L's for that. And they got bumped down to a 7. Now, it actually is kind of interesting because we get out of the gate Penn State versus Texas A&M. That game's going to be awesome. Oh, and by the way, if Texas A&M beats Penn State in the opening round, guess who they're going to catch in round 2? Texas. Hell yeah, let's go. Fired up. These are two great games that Texas A&M is being punished with. They're being punished with them because of those three losses. Statistically speaking, and this is a measure, not the measure. Statistically speaking, with the exception of head-to-head competition, NC State was statistically a better team than Clemson. Statistically. But there ain't but one statistic that matters. That's the scoreboard when the two 20-minute halves see a bell rung at the end. Clemson 3-0 against the Wolfpack. But I'll tell you what the Wolfpack did not have. They did not have losses to Louisville. They did not have losses to Loyola Chicago, losses to South Carolina. And even though they were early in the season, as I mentioned, Virginia Tech was the same way. All of those losses were in the non-conference slate out the gate. Doesn't matter. You still pay for them. Here are NC State's losses. Number 3, Kansas. Tournament team, Pitt. Top 5 seed, Miami. At Clemson, the number 1 seed overall in the NIT. At North Carolina. At Virginia. At Syracuse, which is probably the worst loss on there. Back home against Clemson. That was a blowout L. At Duke by 4. Tournament team. And Clemson in the ACC title game. So while 3 of the losses came to Clemson, the punishment for NC State is that they dropped to an 11 seed. They're getting Creighton out of the gate. If they win that, guess who they get in round 2? Baylor, a Final Four potential. If they get by Baylor, they're catching either Arizona or maybe a very good Missouri team out of the bottom half of that bracket. Utah State's dangerous. They're down there as well. NC State is getting punished for Clemson smoking them 3 times. But those losses that you took earlier in the year, and by the way, this isn't Rob reacting to the bracket. This isn't Rob coming in here hot on a Monday and going, oh, the committee. I told you last Friday, beat Virginia or you're going to the NIT. Right? I didn't hold back on that. And I saw a lot of you guys. I saw a lot of you guys hit me on social, texting the show. No, Rob. No. We're a 3 seed in the ACC tournament. We're a 3 seed in a conference that's likely sending 5 teams to the dance. We're in. No, you're not. All right, Rob. We beat the hell out of NC State in the ACC quarterfinals. Now we're in. No, you're not. Because NC State is a tournament caliber team and is a very good team. If you wanted to erase the Loyola Chicago L, you got to have a Kansas caliber win. If you want to erase the South Carolina L, you got to have a win over a team like a Houston. If you want to erase the Loyola Chicago L, you got to have a win over a team like Alabama, a Baylor. You got to have one of those wins. And unfortunately for Clemson, the ACC just didn't provide you with that caliber win. You have a 5 seed in Duke that is in. North Carolina missed the entire dance. NC State's an 11 seed. The best you would have got is Virginia. And by the way, Virginia, the best team in the ACC, is a 4 seed. Not a 1, not a 2, not a 3, a 4 seed. The ACC, unfortunately for the Tigers, did not provide them with a Duke under Mike Krzyzewski, classic North Carolina under Roy Williams. They didn't give you a 1 or a 2 seed team in the conference like the ACC is used to having, that Clemson could have went out there and gone 2-0 against Duke and Carolina, who are both top 5 teams in the country, and said, all right, we're going to wipe that South Carolina loss off the books. Nay, friends. You got screwed by having the best team in the ACC only good enough to be a 4 seed. So you didn't have that out. And it smoked you. That's all it came down to. If you had a classic Duke or Carolina game that you won, you're in. You wipe one of those L's off the board and you're in. Instead, you're going to the NIT. Granted, number 1 overall seed in the NIT, right? Number 1 overall seed in the NIT. But you ain't taking the cheerleader to prom, man. You're just not. I saw a lot of outrage from Clemson fans. How is NC State in, but we're not? Answer. NC State dropped 3 to you, but their other L's were to Kansas. Kansas is going in as a Final Four favorite. Duke, a 5 seed. Yeah, they lost 1 to Carolina, but is losing to North Carolina the same as losing to South Carolina? No. All due respect, Gamecocks, you ain't the Heels, right? That was a bubble team in North Carolina. South Carolina was nowhere close to that. So, all that being said, Clemson had opportunities. A win over Virginia in the ACC semifinal would have 100% got you in. We'd had a different conversation. But instead, Joey B and I were texting during that game. You had moments where Clemson was watching wide open shooters on the wing, and the passes were ending up in row E, seat 7. You had a spot where Clemson was playing with the panic of a team down 15 when they were down 4. At 1 point in the second half in the ACC semifinal, Clemson had a steal and a 3 that could have brought the lead to within one, with 3 minutes left to play. They were within a point with a made 3. Virginia took a 13-point lead to halftime in 3 minutes. You panicked, you freaked out, and that's been the hallmark of a Brad Brownell team, and that's why you're in the NIT and not the NCAA tournament. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Rob Brown Show carries on. This is the Fan Upstate. Rob, Lonzo, you. 844-326-3663. That's the number to get on the air. Clemson gets ejected from the tournament. And it's not a surprise to anybody who listens to this show. Or at least it shouldn't be. I know some of you disagree with me, but I have prepared you for this for the last 3 weeks. Those L's are rough. And on top of that, the handful of wins that you have, and Clemson had, we brought this up last week, some really good marks. More Q1 wins than they've had in, I can't remember how many years, but a number of them. But the L's offset that. A Q4L takes out effectively two Q1 wins. That's how bad you get punished for that. That is why, as I mentioned, Texas A&M sank to a 7 seed when realistically their qualifications look like that of a 4 seed at the worst. But they got bumped down and punished with Penn State and Texas out of the gate because of an L2 Wofford. All due respect to the Terriers. So the bracket is set. Alabama gets the number one overall seed. They will host the Southern Region. They will open with the winner of Southeastern Missouri versus Texas A&M Community College. Out of that same bracket, you are going to see in the Southern Region some pretty talented teams overall. Arizona gets a 2 seed there. That is also the draw that the Furman Paladins get. Good news, Furman's in. They're a 13 seed after winning the Southern Conference. Bad news for the Dens, They draw the Virginia Cavaliers. That is the team that not only put the nail in the coffin for the Tigers in the ACC semifinal, that is also the team that would then go on to win that conference. That's a very good Virginia team. Virginia is frustrating. Why? Because they clean the offensive glass, and they clean it hard. That's what beat Clemson. It wasn't just that the Tigers panicked. Because this Furman team this year, in some big spots, showed a lot of composure, right? Furman this year had some, including in that SoCon championship final against the Mocs. Remember the team that a year ago hit a stone-cold dagger from 30 feet out to rock the Dens and knock them out of last year's dance. Furman's as composed of a team as you could look for. But Virginia is too. In fact, and we mentioned that little opportunity that Clemson had at the end of the first half, right? It's like 3 minutes left. Clemson gets a steal. They're down four. They bring it to the opposite end. They put up a three. If the three sinks, Clemson's got momentum and a one-point deficit. Instead, they break the three. Virginia then gets not one, not two, but three consecutive second shot opportunities off the offensive glass, hit them all, and Clemson's going down plus a dozen into halftime. And Virginia's got the money. And honestly, should have been more because Virginia had the ball in a wide open look at three and just weren't paying attention to the clock and didn't get off a free three at the end of the half. Could have been 15. Furman gets a rough draw. Now, I'll tell you what would be great. A 13-4 upset right above them in that bracket is San Diego State University taking on the College of Charleston, who, by the way, have my favorite jerseys in basketball this year. The one that in script just says the college across the front. That's a freaking fantastic look. So, looking up and down the bracket, the thing I love to do the most is we got to circle some upsets, right? We got to circle some upsets. By the way, I will also tell you that the lady friend is going to be filling out a bracket for us this year. And you will all get your opportunity to see
us. You mean she's filling it out for you?
For the show. She's part of the show. She's going to be part of the Armada here.
Oh, okay. So we're still filling them out ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
I thought maybe she was just filling it out for all of us.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's filling out Lonzo's bracket for him.
Might as well.
Same odds.
Yeah, might as well. She probably has better basketball knowledge than I do, so I mean.
So she'll be filling out a bracket. We will be doing an open bracket challenge. I will have that set up by this afternoon for you, the Armada, to jump in and compete. So let's take a look at some of the possible upsets that we have in the first round, because I went up and down, and there's a few, and I'm going to open with this one. 12 fives, there's one every year, right? It's, again, I don't draft on narrative, I don't fill out the bracket on narrative, but the 5-12 upset is a narrative for a reason. I got a couple of them, and I will open this one. Duke. Now, this is my least favorite. Why? Because the tournament is won by teams that get hot at the start. It is a game of runs is basketball, and it's a game of runs is the tournament itself. Duke playing some of the hottest basketball going into the postseason tournaments. But Earl Roberts is very interesting. They have got a 7'5" transfer in the middle named Connor Vanover. They have got Max Abmas, who is a legit scoring threat against the best defenses in the country. And the Oral Roberts Golden Eagles turn the ball over fewer times than anybody else in the country. They are the most precise passing team in college basketball this year. The Blue Devils are about the 135th ranked team in the country when it comes to creating takeaways. They do not get takeaways very often or very easily. On the flip side, Oral Roberts does not give the ball away for free, hardly. So that creates a spot where Oral Roberts may have a few extra possessions. I am taking the Blue Devils in this one, but mark it down just in case. Arizona State going up against TCU. The Sun Devils get Nevada, and the model ultimately says that Arizona State is looking at like a 1-4 chance to upset TCU. Why? Arizona State is one of the most fast-paced offenses in basketball. TCU, on the other hand, is not a team that plays well in transition. They don't take a lot of transition threes. They don't get a lot of fast breaks. Arizona State plays high-intensity basketball. This game is an upset if and only if Arizona State dictates the pace of play to TCU. If they do, which is not easy to do because TCU is a team that very much controls, more often than not, very much controls the pace of play. But if Arizona State can rip that from them, if Arizona State can make this game a fast game, a game that they get up and down the floor, a game that TCU is forced to try to break presses and create opportunities, Arizona State can win that. Here's one for you. The UConn Huskies get Iona in round number one. Iona wins the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference for the second time in 3 years. Who's the coach of the Iona Gales? Anybody playing the Rob Brown Show Home Edition? Brandon, who is it? Rick freaking Pitino. This is the sixth time in 8 years that Rick Pitino has won the conference. They did it on the back of a 14-game winning streak, and in nine of those, they held opponents to 60 or fewer. They are ranked eighth in opponents' three-point field goal percentage defensively. What does UConn live and die by? The three ball. They live and die by having a high percentage of threes taken and made. When you live and die by the three ball, one of the things that it does is create a lot of defensive rebounds that if you can then turn around and have a high consistency of retaliatory buckets off of missed threes, you give yourself an opportunity. The Huskies load a front court. But they rank second in 363 teams in rebound margin. So if you miss, if Iona can't get the field goal percentage up, UConn goes 6-9, 6-8, 7-2 in the front court. But they don't rebound their own shots because the majority of them are taken in transition from deep. If Iona has a field goal percentage north of 47 in this one, Iona can win this game. How about this one? My man Hurricane Jeff's going to be upset about this. The Drake Bulldogs are on a tear, 16 of the last 18. They lost to Bradley at the end of the regular season. Turned
Drake
around
has and, his own college?
Sure does. I was going to make a Drake song reference there, but I couldn't think of the one I wanted to go with, so I bailed.
It's all right. It would have been lost on me anyway. That's I'm sure fair. I've heard one before, but where's Drake College at?
The Drake Bulldogs are located in the Missouri Valley Conference, and they are located, Lonzo, in Des Moines, Iowa.
See, that's one of the cooler things about this tournament is a team like that gets to play against teams they never would have gotten to play against. Whether they win or not, at least they get to go up against them on one of the bigger stages or the biggest stage in college basketball.
And they catch the second-best team in the ACC this year, the Miami Hurricanes. Number one seed in the tournament. Drake lost to Bradley. It was a bad loss. They played him in the Missouri Valley Conference Championship, beat him by 26. Was never close. They are 44th in the country in adjusted defensive efficiency. They are 25th in the country in the takeaway game. Miami is one of the hottest offensive teams in basketball. They averaged 79.4 points per game. But back in the ACC quarterfinal, Nurchado Amaye, who is one of the better players, a starting shooting forward for Miami, went down with a rolled ankle. He is a cat that is averaging over 13.5 points a game and is their leading rebounder. He's getting you almost 14 a game and getting you 10 boards a game. If he is unable to go, and I don't know how bad that ankle injury is that he suffered against Duke in the ACC semi, but he suffered that ankle injury 1 minute, 6 seconds into that game, and Miami did not have an answer for the Duke Blue Devils after that. Now, I'm not arguing Drake's as good as Duke, but I am arguing that even though it's from a lower tier of basketball, they have a very high defensive efficiency ranking. Miami, if the offense is flowing for Miami, should have no problem. But without Omer, if they are not consistent and they're losing 10 boards and 15 points a game, it's interesting. It's interesting to me. How about this one? I actually really like Charleston as a potential upset bid here. They get San Diego State in the opening round. The Cougs are 31-3. I don't care what conference you play in. That's a tough mark to hit. They get a 12 seed. Charleston does something that most teams in the tournament can't do. They have one of the deepest rotations in basketball, and they give you the old 40 minutes of hell. You don't catch a breather, right? A lot of teams are going to pull their starters for 5-6 minutes a half or rotate their better players in and out 4-5 minutes a half, and you catch a little bit of a break. Charleston is arguably the most intense team in this tournament. The Cougs offensively own glass. They are one of the best offensive rebounding teams at the mid-major level. San Diego State, defensively, as a rebounding team, ranks in the bottom third nationwide. If the College of Charleston Cougars can wipe the offensive glass and get more second-chance opportunities than they give up, look out. That one's got upset written all over it. I might pick that one, to be honest with you. But we'll see. So there's a couple of potential giant killers for you out of the gate for those of you that are already working on your bracket. Keegan said, who will the country adopt as their underdog of the tourney? Whoever goes on a run. But I'll tell you mine out the gate. I love the College of Charleston. Love them. Love them. Take a break, come back, wrap up hour number two on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is the Fan Upstate. Rob and Lonzo with you. Who's the favorites in this tournament? Who do we like? Who do we not like? Easy ones to take. The number one overall seed, Alabama. And so I had a conversation last Friday with the guys and gals over at BetQL. They were hitting up some of their talent. I use that word exceptionally loosely.
Name dropper.
But they were like, hey, Rob Brown, we want you in. Like, who's your, give me a Final Four. They wanted one Final Four team. Like, give us one Final Four team. And as much as I don't like cop-outs, sometimes you just got to go with the betting favorite. And I went Alabama. For a couple of reasons. Number one, Brandon Miller is, despite how you feel about the controversy around him, the best basketball player in college basketball this year. Brandon Miller is averaging nearly 20 points a game and shooting 41% from behind the arc. He's a 41% shooting three-point shot. He is the SEC Player of the Year. He is a projected lottery pick. He's also a guy that is facing some criticism for what happened away from the court that resulted in the death of that young lady on the campus at Alabama. But Alabama finished the SEC, a very good conference this year in basketball. Actually, probably the best they've ever been, with two losses in that conference. Two in total. They are one of just three teams in the last three seasons to beat Houston in H-Town. I don't know what the ceiling is for this team, but winning the NCAA championship is under that limit. They are that good. Then, I don't think that you can discount what happens to a team mentally when they reach a spot where they truly believe it is them against the world. And right now, Bama feels that way. Maybe because it's them against the world and everybody else wants to see them fail. And for the first time, it's not just because they're Alabama. It's because of the Brandon Miller fiasco.
Okay, that aside, do people feel that way about Alabama in basketball? I get it in football, but in basketball?
They feel that way about Alabama. People don't like to see happy Bama fans, all right? We want all the surrender cobras from Bama fans.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah, surrender cobra. You know that, for those of you not watching the stream, which you should be at facebook.com/thefanupstate, or on Twitter or on YouTube by the Fan Upstate or on Twitch with the Rob Brown Show, that exasperation, fam, when you realize you're done and you lock your fingers behind your head and you just kind of lean back.
Okay, so this has nothing to do with the rest.
No, it's
because you're putting your hands behind your head.
We could call it the Brandon Miller post.
Okay, you could.
Alabama has an us against the world philosophy all the time. This team now knows that most fans want to see them bounced and bounced early. That's terrifying. Houston, Kansas, and Purdue, your other 3-1 seeds. Bad news for Purdue, 4-4 in their last eight entering the Big Ten tournament and have been on a sloppy tear through it. I don't love Purdue. I do love Alabama. Who you guys got? We'll do some bracket talk as the week progresses. It's the Rob Brown Show. It's the Fan Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.